February 18th, 2014, 8 p.m. on dot at home in Bradford. And sorry if you can hear any banging in the background. It's my wife. She's not very happy at the moment because I've gone to bed without loading the dishwasher. She did try to threaten me by saying she'd chuck my cherry Dr. Peppers down the sink, but I think as she bought them for me as a gift, I think she's bluffing. You never know. No, I'm sure she's bluffing. But I don't know. Maybe I will end up having to get up and do the dishwasher tonight. Or maybe I will not respond to threats. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I wanted to start off today's boo by giving a mention to Daylight Gambler. Good booing audio podcasting or radio, whatever you want to think of it, audio entertainment, is when you listen to someone talking about anything and it has you riveted and gripped and you can't help but listen to every word. And his 11 and a half minute talk on sciatica while he was making a sandwich in his kitchen and giving us a tour of his kitchen, it was just an absolutely riveting bit of audio. And that's the kind of thing that I absolutely love listening to. I could just listen to radio and booze all day, and I'm always looking for more quality booze to follow. He also mentioned that a lot of people have been talking on Audio Boo about why they started and why they boo. I started here as a replacement for my Open Diary. And hello to anyone from Open Diary who is following and listening to this. I haven't heard off any of you yet, but I'm going to happily assume that some of you are here listening, in which case, thank you again. But that's why I started here. I did have an Audio Boo account before, as you will notice, but that was mostly for experimenting on and trying various audio things. Audio and radio is something I'd like to get in on. In fact, if going to the February topic for this year, well, for not this year, for today, which was if you could give your younger self some advice, what would it be? It probably would be not to be so single-minded on one career path. Because when I was younger, all I ever wanted to be was a teacher. And I followed that path, and sure enough, I became a teacher. And then after 2 years, I took a step down because teaching nearly killed me. But I kind of... I'm happy with my life, and I love my life right now, but part of me wishes that I'd broadened my horizons a little more and dreamed a bit bigger and tried something different, because I would like to get into radio production or podcasting. That would be nice. I think I'd be better off on the more producing side of it. I love twisting and tinkering about with audio, even though this is just recorded on an iPod Touch. Nothing special about this audio, but things like my school podcast kind of help me overlap that passion into my work life. But to be honest, I think if I did give my younger self any advice, my younger self wouldn't have paid any notice whatsoever. He'd have probably just thought, who's this silly old fart trying to give me advice? Who says he's me? And I wouldn't have believed it. So I don't know, I probably wouldn't bother. I wouldn't tell my younger self a thing. Plus, it'd get all paradoxy, timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, etc. And you don't want any of that. That'd just be a big pain. Today, Tuesday, tough day. Very tough day. Because I have my... I think I've said this before. I have break duty at break time. Then I have first day duty at lunchtime, and then I'm teaching all afternoon. So Tuesday, and the children in my maths group have taken an exam today, so I've got all of those to mark. So at work it's very much head down, like I'm going to keep my head down tonight when my lovely wife decides to come to bed and punish me for not emptying the dishwasher. Thank you everyone for your boos, and thank you for listening.